And she wore a beautiful, beautiful handmade dress. And all that finery you use only that one time. You don't ever, ever use it again. All her sisters and brothers, should she have more, would use all that finery.
The same?
Yes.
So that it will only be used by that family then?
By that particular shine, by my daughter's family. Now, when my second daughter marries, I will buy a duplicate of that same finery for her other children. See, the grandmother buys, like I would have to buy 5 christening robes for each of my children's children.
Well, now, even your sons or your daughters?
Oh, my sons are my daughters.
Now, what about if your sons are...
If they had a custom, you mean if they had a custom such as ours?
If they're, would their wives' parents, would your sons' wives' parents ever...
Would they allow?
Would they buy anything or just be you?
I don't know. I'm a very dominant person. I imagine I'd do what I feel like doing. I'd find some written law that said I'd have to get the christening robe. Like when my oldest daughter was christened, she was christened by my parents. I was christened by my grandparents also. And my mother bought my daughter's christening robe. And all my other children wore that christening robe.
What do they look like? What does the robe look like?
I'm going to show you. I don't know if you've ever seen anything.
So this is the robe.
Awesome.
Now what does it say? Our wedding.
Our wedding.
West of Oda, our wedding.
Yes. This is where you meet in church.
That is beautiful.
That's the day of my daughter's wedding.
And is it always written in Spanish?
Yes. I would prefer Spanish because I'm written. You can't just read in English.
And this is...
This is what I wish for my daughter on her wedding day.
Do you write this?
Yes.
Who embroiders it?
I had it embroidered. Now for my niece is a very modern girl. So I had hers made with the Song of Ruth. For you go, I shall follow your people with you, my teacher. You tell me. But for my daughter, I want to see
you. So you wrote this yourself?
Yes.
Read it to me in English if you can. Or read it in Spanish and English.
I said, Leticia. Leticia is the name of my daughter. May God bless your new life, whatever it may be. May there always be peace and much happiness. And in your new home, will always be simple and your love pure and full of truth.
So you wrote that, though,
yes.
For Leticia.
And I say, Heraldo, that's my son-in-law. Don't you ever forget that where there is love, patience, and forgiveness, you will be able to make a life together and go through whatever path God may choose. May your life be always so united that it would be mostly one life. These were our wishes, your parents, Tile and Amand.
And then you will keep this?
She keeps it. When she has a home of her own, she gets to keep it. But I don't feel that she has... She's in college now.
So
she wouldn't care for it the way this. I'll show you mine.
So this stays here until she has a permanent home?
She has her own cedar shed.
That is very beautiful. And you call that a...
Cojines. Now, this is the lazo. This is supposed to keep you together always. During the marriage ceremony, this binds you together.
You're bound together with
yes,
this?
Yes, all during the ceremony. This is the men's side and this is the girl's. You're bound together
now,
with this.
Now, the girl is on the left.
Yes.
And the man's
yes.
on the right. And
it's one huge rosary that binds you together.
And the cross hangs in the middle.
Yes.
Now, this is a rosary, so would
yes.
they continue to use...
No, this is a special rosary. See, it's not like a regular rosary.
This is the only time it's ever used,
yes.
just for the wedding. And then you keep it for sentimental reasons, or do you ever
yes.
use it again?
Her children might use it. I would like it very much if she would. Now, we in our family use only gold coins for arras. Do you know what arras are? You have, in England, no, in Europe you have a dowry. Is that the word?
Dowry.